Wire with Al Friedis on the Russ Parr Morning Show.
I know you set me up.
All right, so Chris Brown was in a D.C. court yesterday facing an assault charge in connection with his run-in with a guy outside a hotel.
Yes, you know, you got me on that tease, man.
I got you.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
So listen, yeah, you were very upset. If people have seen you, your reaction.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, let me move on.
Got me.
Reezy refused to cop a plea even though the prosecutor offered to reduce the charge to simple assault. Chris currently faces misdemeanor assault, which carries actually a much more severe penalty. But wait a minute. If he even goes, even if it's simple assault, doesn't he go to jail?
Well, this is the whole thing. Chris could have ended the whole situation in D.C. yesterday.
Yeah, he could have.
But it would have created a new problem
with
his
thing in L.A.
In L.A.
So wouldn't he have just gone straight to jail?
So no.
If he had copped a plea, he wouldn't have gone straight to jail?
No. I mean, they could have revoked. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Violating his probation.
It's a violation, so wouldn't
he have
revoked?
Gone back in front of the judge in L.A.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm sure that's why. Anyway,
but if he beats this, then it's no issue in LA.
Well, Brown's lawyer, Mark Garagos, apparently wants to see surveillance video before cutting a deal. Luda's newest baby mama says their baby's already a month old. Luda hasn't even seen her, not once. She posted a message on Instagram writing that she would never keep Luda from seeing the girl and that she did not file on Luda and she's not trying to extort money from him. And we already told you that Luda says he can only afford to pay $1,700 for the child per month. Now, I understand that because he just bought his girl a new Panamera Porsche. That payment's at least $1,700 a month. How you going to do both?
But then I would have got the kid the Porsche.
The baby mama, that's what she said. Get me a car. I thought
She's probably pissed.
She said, give me a car and we'll chill.
She wake up in the morning with a Kia on her front door.
You know, but she's probably like, really? You going to buy this be a Porsche and I'm sitting up having this baby for you? You better give me one too.
Yep.
Has 50 Cent cut his teenage son off? Has he been replaced by 50's new little boy? That's what the boy's mom is saying. She says 50 hasn't seen his 17-year-old son since 2012. And that the boy only found out about his new baby brother. last year was actually 2013. Oh. But it's 2014,
you're right,
my man.
My bad.
Wow,
anyway, this may have something to do with that very public text fight 50 and his son had a couple years ago. Remember 50 showed up at the boy's mother's house. He wouldn't open the door. And 50 wrote, F you, I don't have a son anymore.
Just like Young Jeezy, she's got another year of child support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better cash in now.
Get it.
She got one more year.
Send him to school.
50's reps say the story's bogus, made up by the mother. But here's the other thing. The little boy, I mean, his 17-year-old probably feels like he's been replaced because he says he only saw pictures and only found out that he had a little brother when he saw him posted on 50's website.
So why didn't he open the door for his father when he was at the door?
Oh, hey. Sue, probably.
Well, I'm just saying, well,
maybe
now
his dad,
don't
you know
feel
what?
Abandoned
I'm
now
tell you
when
what?
You had the opportunity.
50 did. He's a kid. He's a teenager,
and you know,
50 Sue. I can't wait till your kids
too,
are teenagers.
Yeah, 50 hit him with a couple two pieces. Nah,
you know what?
50 hurts.
Well, you know what happened? He didn't spank him enough, according to Sue.
Wow.
All right, so meanwhile, 50's partnering with the Star Wars franchise for a new line of headphones. New line comes in color schemes modeled off of the Star Wars Stormtrooper and Boba Fett characters. How do you say that, Boba Fett?
That's actually correct.
We need to call your husband.
My husband?
Yeah.
My husband can kiss my ass. I'm pregnant.
Does he spank his kids?
He spanks Jared, and it really works. According to TMZ, BET Music Programming President Stephen Hill wrote an email that read, listen to this, quote, I don't want looking like a woman, B. Scott. I want tempered B. Scott. Right before last year's BET Red Carpet Show. Now, if you know B. Scott, is known for looking like a bad, like he looks like the most gorgeous woman you've ever seen, and I ain't joking.
But why would beautiful he do that right before, when they were negotiating for him to be on the show, well, couldn't they have discussed that?
Well, here's the
with
thing.
Him.
Here's the thing. You don't hire B. Scott on the show unless you want a man who looks like a woman, because that's who he is. Anyway, so the network VP wrote, I can speak with him about being less womanly. Well, what happened, if you remember the show, is he came out in like a little flowing dress kind of looking shirt, tunic. They made him change. He was pissed off about it. So another person wrote, he got upset, says he's going to blow this joint up and call GLAAD.
Yeah, Stephen Hill just said he fooled too many people. That's what it was.
Wait a minute.
You know what? I don't. I'm out for this. I know you did.
I know you did.
He didn't say that at all. That's not anywhere in my story.
I'm uncomfortable.
They got a real big problem on their hands. I'm interested to see how they're going to handle this. I'm out for this. That's not off the wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.